as you would expect, perhaps, in this economy, the response has been extremely significant. We've had several hundred Missouri small businesses from across the state. The last number I heard was around 700 who have expressed interest in the program. Now, as far as the specific final number of how many applied, we won't know that probably till early next week, just because we expect to be receiving applications right up till tomorrow's 5 p.m. deadline. And in fact, we may have some postmarked that come, you know, after the fact. But so again, the response has been extremely significant to this program. And you know, what happens next, as we talked about before, is we have a team of Department of Economic Development staff working closely with the Missouri Development Finance Board, who review each and every application, determine eligibility, and do an underwriting review before we actually go ahead and award the loans to Missouri small businesses.
And how much is available again?
The total number in the program is, what can happen is Missouri businesses with five employees or fewer may apply for these loans, and they can be between $2,500 or $25,000. And these loans are being typically repaid over a 10-year term, is what we envision, at a low interest rate of 3%. And, you know, we've talked about very much how important small businesses are to our economy, and we're looking for any and every means of getting our economy jump-started, and we think that you know, providing resources to small businesses is a great way to do that.
You have $2 million available, is that right?
That's correct.
Figure. So are you pretty confident you're going to get into the lottery situation we talked about earlier?
I think that, yeah, there's a very good chance that's going to happen. And, you know, again, what we'll do is we'll just use that to determine which small businesses will receive these loans. And that process will be something that goes on, you know, starting next week as far as reviewing these and going through them and determining exactly which small businesses were receiving these. And, you know, we can't emphasize enough that what these small businesses have told us and even told Governor Nixon way back on his first day of office is one of the big challenges they face, some of these young entrepreneurs, is some of these startup costs, you know, and if they need to have some modest seed money, is what we call it, to purchase items like computer software and hardware and other basic equipment after they perhaps were rejected by banks, this is what these small business loans can go for if they're in a startup situation, they don't have a lot of collateral and they can't get a loan from a bank. We were hoping that these kind of loans will be what they can use in a startup situation to get their business up and off the ground.
I don't remember if we talked about this before, John. What kind of accountability is there in this program?
Well, I think, you know, I think there's excellent accountability. What we're doing is, for example, is we're doing a strict underwriting review. We want to make sure that every recipient is a good investment risk before we go ahead and, you know, award one of these loans to one of these small businesses. And I think we talked about before, I think that it's a very reasonable term as far as repayment schedule, 10-year term, low interest rate. And we think, you know, by doing a very thorough review, which our staff will be doing, we think that we've made ourselves very accountable to make sure that these are people who are good investment risks, and we're going to watch that very closely.